Well, you certainly, I think, have done a wonderful job here of answering questions for the last 30 minutes. We've certainly got a very interested and excited audience out here, but unfortunately we need to bring this to a close. We have organised a couple of media interviews, in fact with a couple of radio stations this afternoon, and the first one starts at 3:15, so we've got to get away fairly quickly. What I think we've seen this afternoon is just a small glimpse into the massive amount of technology that goes into a space shuttle. And I think certainly from the questions that we've had from the audience here, we appreciate how much technology is there. And behind all of that technology that goes up into space is a lot of research and development which goes on the ground. And I think it's appreciated from a number of the questions here that I guess a science degree or an engineering degree, as Professor Mulroney mentioned in the introduction here, is certainly a good way to start. To formally propose a vote of thanks, I'd like to call on an RMIT engineering student here, Zhuang Tui Do.
On behalf of the young people and the brethren, we thank you very much for your very interesting presentation, and please accept that present as a reminder of today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. As you can see, I really enjoy talking about this experience because it was really quite something. I too would like to express my appreciation to this organization for allowing me to come and talk. And when we fly in space, we're allowed to carry personal mementos, a number of them. And I made arrangements to carry a number of small Australian flags because I thought that they would be good to present to people as symbols of this flight. I have one of those here, and we have it mounted here as the flag that I flew with, along with one of the mission patches that we flew. And these two items have flown in space, and it's mounted on a panel here which documents that they did indeed fly in space, and it shows some photographs that are highlights of the mission. And I would like to present this to RMIT and hope that they will display it prominently somewhere to show just where engineers can go if they put their mind to it. And this comes to you, and I present it to you, and it's come by 4.1 million miles to get to you, so there you are.
And with that, thank you all very much. I think you might just...
Okay, that concludes this afternoon's presentation. We certainly thank you for your interest and support. I think it really has been quite energetic both ways here, and I bid you a very good afternoon.